We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Tobin Leroy here with you. Hey, you're a golfer. Can you give me some weather here from the Desmond & Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE.
All right, looks like we got a easterly breeze. About 10 miles an hour. It's picked up a little bit. Partly cloudy. Doesn't really look like rain clouds. And I would say about 82, 83 degrees. Other than that, just a nice, pleasant, not humid winter day here in Florida.
It's very lovely. Very lovely. Thank you for that weather report, Leroy.
You're welcome.
Let's get to some headlines here brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Tonight, it is the return. Matthew Tkachuk and his old stomping grounds of Calgary. So that gets going tonight at 9 o'clock. Panthers look to bounce back.
Which one's the thumb?
That's a good question.
I
don't know.
You're assuming that's a human hand.
I think it's a cocaine bear.
Oh, gosh. Watch out for that.
I thought it was a bird.
Well, you would know. Well,
it is dead.
Yeah. You would know what that skeleton looks like, wouldn't you, birderer?
Yeah.
J-Fig's a birderer.
She dismantled
me. I forgot we had that.
Yeah, we didn't. But Matthew Tkachuk, revenge game tonight against the Calgary Flames, even though
Goosies.
Revenge game?
Yeah.
No, you left to get paid big money. Why would you have a revenge game?
Yeah, revenge.
He wanted to get the hell out of Calgary. It sounded like living the sun. He is really good, but man, last night was a heartbreaker. Four seconds left?
Hockey 4 seconds, too.
I know.
It's rough.
It was kicking the junk.
Yeah.
Kicking the junk.
But look, just like the Heat, just like we learned, because you win the regular season doesn't mean you're going to win the playoffs.
Correct.
So.
You're right. Look, it's why I'm not sweating this Heat season right now.
Yeah.
Dude. The Celtics were under 500 in January last year.
For like, sure. They did go on a crazy streak, though.
Did they win the championship?
They did not.
I know.
Bums.
So
they did not.
Who cares?
So I'm not sweating it. I'm not sweating it. I see good things that I'm happy with. Did you see? But I got to say, you know, this meme going around of Kyle Lowry exhausted, they really did our guy dirty.
He should be exhausted. He's the only one been playing 45 minutes tonight.
He's second in the league in minutes.
Right.
He's putting in work.
Only behind Durant.
Wow. Right, which is another thing.
Which you got to give to credit because, you know, Pat Riley comes in here and he goes, well, he's got to get into better shape. And, you know, people got upset because he kind of dismissed it. Kyle Lowry, when he heard, well, I don't need somebody telling me. I didn't hear anything, blah, blah, blah. But he did go to, are you scratching What's your back with the skeleton? On, are you serious right now, dude?
This guy's got an itchy back.
Well, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, you want me to just keep with my take while you go, that's what you want? You want me to just continue on like nothing happened?
You can't power through.
That's what you want?
Power through. What are you doing? Like, power through. Everybody can't see what I'm doing. Like, you.
No, I just was saying, like.
Show didn't need to come to a screeching halt because I was scratching my back.
It literally came to a scratching halt.
That's a point.
That's a point for sure.
Point for Tobin.
Anyway, I was just like, the guy took that, whatever, how much he ever took the criticism or not, he got his ass in shape in Las Vegas at the UFC facility, and he's playing a ton of minutes for this team right now. I don't know if it's smart to have a 36-year-old point guard keep this up. What do I know if it's smart to have Kevin Durant playing that many minutes either?
Yeah.
Just have an Achilles tear?
Mm-hmm.
For sure. That seems like a bad idea. Either way, both of them leading the league in minutes right now. I just think it's you got to give it up to Kyle Lowry. Low dog. That's my guy.
Mm-hmm. Lowry. I told you before the year started, that guy had been playing basketball too long to not be able to turn around.
So they really.
I'm not even, was never concerned about Kyle Lowry. As I told you before.
They really did do him dirty.
Did I not say this?
You did say that. To your credit, okay. You did say that. You know what?
He's been playing the sport too long to not be able to turn around. And guess what? He did have some stuff going on. Did they win?
They did.
So who cares?
You got to give him a better angle,
dude.
That's not fair.
Is he laying on the floor?
He's laying on the bench.
He looks really tired.
Yeah, he is really. Yeah, he is really tired.
He's like sitting to take Jimmy. When you coming back, man? Damn, I'm
so tired.
So tired.
I'm so tired.
I mean, think about it. He's played 45 plus minutes. How many times?
He's please. Oh, how about that game against Washington where he played? That was. And he was killing. I was really heartbroken they lost that game.
Because he was doing everything.
And that stupid Kyle Kuzma, who couldn't hit the broadside of a board that game.
All of a sudden hits a three.
I was so furious they lost that stupid game to the Wizards.
And they go, oh, you got to cover Kyle. No, you don't.
And he's sitting there, and it's Kyle Lowry with like Jamal Cain and Orlando Robinson. Not even Duncan Robinson. Orlando Robinson. You really trying to get in there, huh? How bad are you itching, dude? Like, what happened?
This is a problem.
It's just dry because I got in a jacuzzi.
Are you sure not dry from, like, Cleveland or something?
Yeah, it could be Cleveland. I heard there's a zombie virus coming around.
By the way, update on the skunk. Never sprayed anybody.
Huh.
Never sprayed anybody. So props to him. That's a fearless skunk.
That's impressive. I heard you can get the spray thing removed. Is that too much?
I don't think that's for the, like, the...
No, people do it to keep them as pets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Which makes me think this was someone's pet, and they brought it in.
Would you have a pet skunk?
If they take the spray thing out?
Really?
No, you wouldn't.
Did you find skunks to be adorable?
No.
I don't think
Sharpay adorable? Like, yeah, Solo Leader adorable? Like,
I mean, you did have a pet squirrel.
Huh.
That's
true. You did have a pet squirrel.
You did.
We were saving the squirrel. It wasn't a pet squirrel.
It
went the way of the cuckoo bird.
It lived in your curtains like it was a tree.
Mm.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Ricky.
Rest in peace. Oh. Long nails on a skunk. I think I'm going to pass on this. But Leroy could use one right now to scratch his back.
Yeah, I would have him go at it. Just go ahead. Right now, I might wonder, I ask him, hey, if you spray my back, would it stop itching?
I don't know, man. State South says different meme to a scratch golfer. By the way, so what happened with this Odell Beckham thing on the plane? What was going on there?
I don't know.
Was he just sleeping?
No, they said he was, like, the way they made it sound, he was in and out of consciousness.
They made it sound like when the first report came out, they made it seem like he was Gerald Green on Flocka.
Right.
And I was like, but then his attorney's just saying, I was just sleeping.
Right.
So, like, why they kick him off the plane?
Because he wasn't responding. He was doing like I do. Like when they come and keep asking you questions, you try to ignore them so maybe they take the hint.
Police say they feared he was seriously ill.
Because he was asleep? Where was he flying from?
He was flying from here. He was going to L.A.
So maybe he'd been out the night before. He said, you know what? I'm just hang out because I ain't got to worry about it. I'm asleep all the way over, 5-hour trip. And they kept bothering him, so he kept pretending to be asleep. And then they take him off the plane?
Yeah, because you think he does it like a move when he's famous. He's like, you think he just pretends to be asleep so nobody has to interact
with him? And he might have went out and might have been a little, you know.
I get it. I do that all the time.
I try. What did I tell you?
I said,
I got in the plane, I said, the lady kept asking me questions.
Can they remove you for saying we feared he was ill? Like, is that a COVID restriction? I don't understand.
No, I just think they thought because he wasn't responding.
His attorney came out and said it was a big misunderstanding.
Hmm.
Damn, it's just done, dude. Like, what the hell? You got removed him from a plane.
It's true.
Because they said they removed everybody else, so then he had to go.
Yikes. Imagine that. And he said it was already delayed 30 minutes. So imagine it's delayed 30 minutes. Everyone sits down, and then because OBJ doesn't want to wake up, everyone has to get off. That's a little inconvenient.
Do you need a seatbelt on a plane? Like, wouldn't you only need it in certain situations?
Is it really going to help?
Like, yeah.
I'm not like, ah, plane's going down. Do
you
I have
You can't
my
get into a plane fender bender.
Hey.
Plane. Maybe on the run. You know what? Actually, on the runway, you can possibly get into a plane
fender bender. What I'm saying, but.
That he was pretending,
like, I just think
that
I just
pretending to sleep.
Yeah, so you quit, so you quit talking to him.
Right,
I did the same exact thing. I had to get up at 3 a.m. to go to the airport to fly here.
Well,
right,
that's a lot, Miami. Now he's never gonna
sleep
in here.
Wow. And so when I get on that plane, and she comes by to say, "Do you want? What do you want for breakfast? What do you want to eat?" I say, "I don't want nothing to drink. I don't want no food. Good night." That's what I said. Maybe he didn't say that. Maybe he got in. He was first one on the plane. See, I don't get on the plane first, right? Because I don't want them doing drive-bys. So I wait until closer to the end, get on the plane, get my stuff, and then I'll get in the little corner.
I don't feel like...
Seat right here. Look, take my jacket off, get in the corner right by the window.
I would also feel like Odell Beckham has got to be in... nice seats on a plane. Like, you know, Beckham's not riding Southwest.
No, but they ask you even more.
Really?
Like, I was in first class when I flew here from Cleveland. They ask you even more. Because they're asking you.
First class. Realize.
Out Basel.
But I'm telling you. I'm telling you, that's why.
So, like, let me get this straight. If you're in first class, because I've never flown first class.
Nice. You never flown first class?
Nope. Come
why
on,
not?
Look at me.
I don't know. Any of us. Have.
No.
I think one time they accidentally gave it to me and they looked at me like, Sarah, what are you doing here? And I think they put me in the back.
It's they, if they were going to go first class, not
I get my.
List.
I always, here's what I do. So there's two ways you can go about it, right? There's two ways. So sometimes if your flight is not that packed, they'll ask you if you want to upgrade the night before when you check in.
Oh.
So you can get an upgrade sometimes like $75-$100, which is cool. Because what also when you get first class, it changes your luggage.
Oh, well you right? Well I know you in luggage.
And so it changes your luggage.
What about
how
your
much
luggage?
You can weigh?
He
luggage?
Just has
what
bad luggage
it?
Luck.
What about what?
Okay. What about your luggage?
You first of all, your luggage comes out first, right? They put priority on it. It can be heavier. It can be bigger, right? Everything. So like there's.
They've gotten so finicky with that scale.
Right.
They didn't. Okay, when I went to Nashville, I only took a small bag, like the carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they make them smaller?
Oh, the way you can put it.
Oh yeah,
they made them smaller.
Oh, definitely.
And then you know what they make you do? Check it in at the door.
Yep, I don't trust that.
That's the
worst.
Okay,
no, that happened to me in.
But
Mexico.
You know what? It's cool because then they give it right back to you right there.
Mm.
In Mexico, I thought I had a perfectly sized bag for carry-on, and it was like. This much that I couldn't take it in on carry-on. So then they made me check it in or whatever. But they made it so much smaller. So then when I went to Nashville a couple months later, I got a smaller bag. But
I'm not
ridiculous.
Going through all that. The hell out of here.
I think you can buy a bag now like on Amazon that's like specifically made to the measurements
not
that they have.
Not if they changed everything.
Yeah, now if they, well, they shrink it, then like, geez, there goes my whole business. I made suitcases that were so-and-so big. I don't know.
It's fearing that Mr. Beckham was seriously ill and that his condition would worsen through the expected five-hour flight, attendants called for police and fire rescue. Upon officers' arrival, the flight crew asked Mr. Beckham several times to exit the aircraft, which he refused. The aircraft was deplaned, at which time Mr. Beckham was asked by the officers to exit the plane and did so without incident. His attorney says if they could wake him when the flight returned to the gate, they could have done the same thing and asked him to put on a seatbelt.
Mm.
Beckham tweeted out, "Never in my life have I experienced what just happened to me. I've seen it all. Never in my life. I could never make this up."
Right. So that's what it is. I'm telling you. He went in there. He was probably one of the first people on the plane. He went into the corner seat, went to sleep, right? They kept walking by, asking him, saying stuff to him. He ignored him because he didn't want to be bothered. And then somebody said, "Oh, he's got to be sick. He's not replying." No, I'm telling you.
No, I know those flight attendants.
Someone said, "Sounds like edibles." And then it makes me think of the Dion Waiters situation. I don't know, dude. It does kind of sound like
I'm pretty sure Dion Waiters had to, like, calm down on the plane.
Yeah, exactly. Where he got super crazy.
allegedly like getting a little bit nutty with that.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Because remember, that was also the year where they were suspending him for disorderly conduct on the team.
It wasn't a great year.
Well, I mean, it was a great year. He ended up, I think, didn't he end up winning the championship with the Lakers?
Yeah, champ cheese.
Champ cheese. Didn't play.
Didn't play.
You know, he still got a ring.
Yep.
That's it.
Wouldn't he got a ring either way because he was on both?
Yes. Well, I don't. You know what? I don't think that he would have voted to give him a ring.
I agree.
No?
Something tells me they would have been like, nah. Nah. I mean, although he did have that one game where he had that showdown with Kawhi.
They've given a lot of people rings.
Yeah.
Right. If you were on that team, you were getting a ring. He would have got a ring regardless. I think they talked about it during that playoff too, didn't they?
Yeah.
During the championship.
Yeah, they definitely did. Champ cheese.
Champ cheese.
You want to know something though? Here's the truth about it. He could have that champ cheese. He was never happier than when he was the best player here.
Oh. True.
That 30-11, Deion Waiters has never been happier in his life.
Hey, so what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Because how does Leroy buckle his seatbelt on a plane? Does he have to ask the flight attendant for help?
Are you reading Solana's text?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like, that was big, Solana.
It's blown us up today.
How big do you think I am?
Are you able to buckle your seatbelt by yourself? Yeah, you are, because I went out to the gala with you.
Hmm.
He buckled by himself. I didn't buckle for him.
You go, boy.
I did offer to help him at the bathroom, though. He didn't need it.
I never unbuckled my buckle. That's why.
He wore, like, specific...
Yeah, he had like Velcro pants.
No, I didn't.
Velcro pants.
I have the regular
suit pants. No, that's what I suggested, but
Velcro pants, Leroy.
I had the regular suit pants.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready to give away these Heat tickets?
Ooh.
Is it going to be off air, on air?
On air.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
Come on. What's your middle name?
No.
Write it on a piece of paper. I'll read it.
We will be giving away Heat and Clippers tickets coming up next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Hi, this is Kyle Lowry. You're listening to Toby and Leroy on the
Tobin.
Tobin. I'm going to Tobin.
He's in the other room. You're going to see him in a few seconds.
Who Tobin is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Back at it today, 2 o'clock. You got the U.S. men's national team taking on Iran. They have to win to move on.
A
lot on the line. What has no internet? Oh, you lost your juice there, dude?
Lost my juice.
Lost your juice. Juicy. Listen, let me tell you something, Coach Feld. You better get those boys extra juicy this offseason.
Doesn't matter, though.
No internet. Why don't I have internet?
Didn't we break records?
That's what he said.
It wasn't juicy enough, dude.
It was not juicy. It was not juicy enough.
It was a very
enough,
dry season. If I...
It was not juicy enough.
If I'm not mistaken, they were 1-10 against the spread this year. Against, like, actually.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah,
rough, dude.
It was rough. It was a rough watch. The whole season.
You lost to Middle Tennessee State, and you got embarrassed by Duke.
In fair, at least Middle Tennessee did beat FAU and FIU, so thankfully did not suffer that shame.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Middle Tennessee?
Yeah, they beat everybody, so good.
So they own South Florida now.
They own South Florida.
What's worse, though? Like, I know the... Okay,
what's bigger,
know,
South Florida or middle of Tennessee?
That's a good question. I'd say South Florida.
I would say so, too.
What was the low... There's so many low points of the season, and I can't pick one. It's rough.
Middle Tennessee was the low point.
I mean, that FSU loss hurt me a lot. They're a good team, so maybe that whatever.
After you lost to Middle Tennessee, I was just like, wow. That I feel like losing to Middle Tennessee State the way they did just goes in the pantheon of worst losses. I know losing to your rival always sucks, but I went into that thinking if they win this, that will be a nice way to bounce back from what has been some pretty awful stuff this year. But when what happened, you couldn't have been surprised. Like, it was what it was. This team sucked.
Can you name one thing they did good?
Lou Headley?
The punter. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Good job.
One thing they did.
He's finally done,
you
right?
You know what they did actually really well?
Are they finally making him leave?
I hope he comes back. They didn't even lose really well. Dude.
I think he's gone now. I think he's going to go to the league. And finally, he finally has to leave college.
Well, he's 30.
College Van Wilder.
Wow, he's 30.
I'm going to miss him.
Haynes Van Wilder.
He's got a whole family.
I think he does, yeah.
He'd probably stay more if he got some NIL.
Sixth year redshirt senior. Gotta love it.
Gotta he's a doctor.
Yeah. His age, 40, 49.
Wow.
Crazy. It's really good.
He is older than his fellow Australian, Alexander Volkanovski, the featherweight champion of the world.
Wow.
That's crazy. I did like watching him punt, though. That was it was a beaut. It really was.
It's really good, though.
We had him on when he first got here, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Let's get to giving away these Heat tickets, all right? Line it up right now, 305-567-0560. If you want to go to Heat and Clippers, 305-567-0560. And J-Fig is going to make you work for it, all right? So if you want to go, you can't go without calling, 305-567-0560. If you want to go to Heat and Clippers, and we'll figure this thing out from Jennifer Consuela Figueroa.
That's not my name.
Hold on, let me try one.
It's good enough.
Consuela.
Jennifer Carlita.
Carlita?
Figueroa. No. Figueroa.
No.
Marcos is getting everybody lined up. Jennifer.
Should we tell them what they have to do?
Yeah. Now let's let them on hold first. Let's trap them, and then we'll say what they have to do to win the tickets.
That works.
That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
And hopefully everybody will be healthy by the time that game comes around. These bum Celtics. God, I just want to beat them twice to stick it to Simmons. Maybe he did. You know what, dude? I think you're dead. Dead inside.
Carmel? Carmelia? Carmelita?
No.
What about...
Give up.
What about Jennifer Chupacabra?
Yes.
Figueroa.
You got it.
Yes. I knew it.
You got it.
Do they call you Chupi for short?
No.
Chupi.
All right. We got a couple people lining up here already. So Marcos is lining them on up so they can win the Heat and Clippers tickets. Do you want to start explaining, J-Fig, what they have to do to win the tickets? What do you want from this this audience? How are you determining? Because this is your special. This is not my special. I was told by Galen this is a Marcos and J-Fig special. So how are you determining who gets the tickets to Heat and Clippers?
Whoever is on the line has to perfectly execute a spoism.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so they could use any spoism they want, want the best execution of a spoism.
Yeah, I want to hear all the energy.
Okay.
I want you to make me feel inspired.
Okay.
And I have to believe it.
So, like, what are the ones you'll accept? Like, our identity, we have enough.
Yes.
We have the answers to the test.
Absolutely.
But if it's better, then somebody may swoop in. Like, if they have a hammer in the anvil type,
yeah,
they can come and take the lead. Okay, let's start getting to this. Are you ready, J-Fig?
I'm super ready.
Let's go with Craig. Craig, are you aware of the rules? Nope, he's coward. Octavio, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
All right, have you heard the ground rules from J-Fig?
I don't know what a specific whatever she said it was. What is it supposed to be?
You don't know what a spoism, dude? I mean, like, do you follow the heat? You know, Eric Spoelstra, we have enough. Don't let go of the rope. We have our identity. You have a favorite spoism?
Fight shooters with shooters.
Not really, man. I'm sorry. Wow. But, yeah, I think we've had enough of him. And we have to do something right to make the Heat come back, you know?
Yep, that's exactly what he says. I mean, he remembers he knows the game. This maybe ended up being a disaster, Jennifer.
Yeah, it's a little hard.
Eddie, what do you got for us?
Hey, what's up?
All right.
He sounds confident.
He does sound confident. I feel like he's going to deliver.
I'm a little confident, but not too confident.
All right, what do you got, buddy? Let's go.
All right, so
it's not a very high bar that you have to beat right now.
No,
I know. It's... So let's start with NBA. Don't find me.
Ooh, I like that. All right, not bad. NBA, do not find me.
I feel like he was going to give a list.
No, I don't need a list. I just need one. Give me your best Spoism. I don't need a list, people. Yem, what's up, Yem?
Hello, how you doing?
Sure, Yem.
All right, my favorite Spoism: weather the storm. We gotta weather the storm of all these injuries, all these losses. We're gonna start getting W's.
I don't think that's.
And weather the storm.
I don't think he says weather the storm. I don't think I've ever heard him say that ever.
Nah, I've heard it.
Hey, by the way,
you've never heard that.
You don't have to come on here and say, oh, my favorite. Just spit it out.
Yeah, just spit it out.
Spit it out.
Become
spit
Spo. Out.
Yes, become Spo.
Be the Spo. But currently, I think Eddie has it nailed with NBA Do Not Find Me. Let's go with Joey. Joey. Joe, what do you got for us? Your favorite Spoism?
I don't even know what I'm calling for. What is a Spoism?
Oh. Never mind. One more. Goose. Goosies, what's going on?
Hey, this happened about a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Spoelstra to the guys. I don't need everything. Just give me something.
Wow. Okay. Did he say that? I don't remember him saying that. Did he say that? I think he did say that.
I feel
that.
Like I did hear that, yeah.
Wow. That's good, Goose.
I like that one.
Well, it's basically a two-pony race between Eddie and Goose. Do you want to just give it to them both, JFig?
Sure.
Or do you want to just declare a winner?
They really tried, and it was pretty hard, so I would like to give it to both.
Okay. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Should we try one more?
Okay, we'll try Andrew.
Andrew?
Yes, sir.
Give me your best Spoism, dude.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
No. Goose, Eddie, they're going to Heat Clippers. Jesus. The rest of you can go to hell.
Right.
Back for this.
Jesus!
Hope everyone had a good time chatting it up over here instead of getting back to your damn seats on time, huh? Just yapping it up, everyone. Just yapping it up while I'm giving away the tickets,
huh? Don't make me mute you.
Dude, Catalonia?
Jesus Christ. Just because you're going to be a new papa doesn't mean you get to reprimand us.
Sick of this.
There's only like three names that start with
yapping
CA.
Yapping it up over.
Hey, minus one for lashing out.
You know what?
No minus one here.
Bam says
can
no.
Can I ask you a question? Can you hit delete with your pinky?
I can. Really? Only my toes are webbed.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's like a mermaid.
I can type with my toes. Should I try?
You know what you should do?
Yeah.
A gender reveal, but like write the gender on your toes.
Do you have some county records down here for swim team?
I do. I do. Fortunately, I was the only one competing in the Everglades. It was rough.
Unreal. I'm so excited for this game coming up on Sunday between all the trash talk we have.
That's not trash talk.
Oh, it's so much trash talk.
It's
I don't
like
know what
they're being extra
about.
Nice. Nobody's hitting
Nobody's
below the
being
belt.
Extra nice. I don't understand why. Why don't you ever buy into hype? I don't understand.
Because first of all, here's the hype I had. When Tyreek Hill talked trash about Eli Apple, yeah, that's good. They play against each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But when one wide receiver talks about another wide receiver on a different team, they ain't going to ever confront each other.
Why would they do that?
But there's still going to be like there's a competition. Dude. Like almost Debo has to defend the honor of Jimmy G. You know? He feels like his guy has been besmirched.
Wow. Besmirched? 6 months ago, you didn't even want him as a quarterback.
Nobody did.
Right.
I mean, Jimmy G didn't want to be there.
So what's the point?
Well, he's trying to be a good teammate. Calling out Raheem Mostert.
While laughing. It's not a call.
I don't know. I don't know.
They know each other. They're fine.
I don't know. And then Trent Sherfield, he certainly feels like he's not taking this lightly. And then Deebo Samuel responds to that with a frosty. I just think Mike McDaniel's going to have a talk with the team. Be like, listen, let's channel that energy.
Any coach that says that in those words will get laughed out of the room.
Not Mike McDaniel.
Let's channel that energy.
Yeah, let's channel that energy. Let's
harbor. The last coach that talked like that, he lasted for half a year.
But who? That's how he talks.
That Socrates. Is how he talks.
No, but I'm saying, we got to turn these thumbs upside down.
Cam Cameron?
Yeah.
He said fail forward fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no failure here with the Dolphins. They're already succeeding. But let's just, fellas, let's take that. Let's channel it, you know? The ass-kicking channel.
You don't think it's that big of a deal to just write whatever checks you want, right? Like, you just don't care. You just write a check for anything, any reason whatsoever.
I don't think that's true. I think if anything, I'm, you know, first of all, I'm very out in front on this year. You know, I was high on McCoach before anybody else. I was high on Tua before anybody else.
That's the
new
thing with you now.
Yeah, I was.
You had to be the first one.
I was.
Right.
And I think that it's hilarious now.
Can I say I was on Tua more than anybody else? Because
not more than me. Because I wanted to draft him. You didn't want to draft him.
Well,
now, you did say be patient with him. I'll give you credit. You came along in the
right. What? No.
You were my co-pilot.
What?
But I was there first.
What I said was, is the reason why I wouldn't draft him because I don't think anybody here is patient enough to let him get healthy and play.
Yeah.
And guess what happened? They threw him in there. Mm-hmm. He wasn't healthy, and everybody wanted to get rid of him, mm-hmm. which was exactly what I was afraid of because people are impatient.
You're co-pilot. No shame in being number two, but I was here the whole time. I remember I spoiled the draft.
So you agree
that you spoiled
after
the
draft? I'm glad you finally agree with me.
He'll throw himself under the bus to make a point in a whole different situation. Because that situation looks better.
It's whatever calls for it at the time.
So it looks better. It looks better. Here's the thing. It looks better in Tua support than it does in spoiling the pick.
I also want to point out that, because we never got back to this, it was Devontae Smith. We talked about this off the air, but we never got it. It was Devontae Smith. Slim Reaper was the one who said Noah Igbinoghene was the best DB he ever played against.
In college, which isn't saying much.
It is, though. It's the SEC. It's
the best college player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dude, like, really?
What do you mean?
You know, everybody playing in the NFL?
Yeah.
Is probably just as good as the best corner you've played against?
I got it.
Do you understand what you're saying?
The best one he's ever faced in the SEC?
Like, that's like me going home and saying, that's the best high school player I've ever seen.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah, it is.
The SEC?
What does that got to do with
top
anything?
Notch.
What does that got to do with talent?
You're telling me there's nobody on Georgia that he faced that was also really good? Nobody on Tennessee that's also really good, or Florida that was really good? He said it was Noah. Wasn't Waddle, though. I mischaracterized which Alabama receiver it was. They have a lot of good ones.
And he hadn't... I mean... No.
Mm-mm. What?
Okay. I'm just saying. No. I ain't buying it.
Okay. Why would he lie about that?
Huh?
Why would he lie about that?
About being, I'm just saying, like, okay, saying that when you get in college that was the best guy you ever played against says nothing. When you're at the next level in the NFL.
So if he said the best, like, let's say he was a running back and somebody said Christian Wilkins was the best, let's say somebody said Christian Wilkins is the best defensive tackle I ever went up against. That means
in
nothing?
In college?
Yeah.
It means great for you in college. Don't mean nothing in the NFL. If an all pro says that's the best player, best defensive lineman I played against, I'll buy it.
Mm. Did you?
But not a guy that you're not going to play against on Sunday saying that is garbage.
Marcos, were you scared for Rex Burkhead when he was up in the air because Duke Riley flipped him over?
Yeah, man. Like I said, there was a lot of big hits, but that one, he was down for a while too, wasn't he?
He was down for a while.
Yeah, it was rough.
It was in the intangibles flip.
Yeah. So, oh gosh. Poor guy was hurt, and we're calling it the intangible slip.
It was. It was scary. It was pretty scary.
Body slammed.
I love seeing all those big hits this weekend, though. It was fun. You know who loves to headhunt? I got to be honest with you. We know we love him as a player. That's Javon Holland. He likes to leave with that head. He's like a missile.
He does come in rather blindly.
Comes in hot.
You know who's like that when we played Ronnie Lott? You had to lay on the ground until Ronnie went over the pile.
Because
if you stood up, if you like...
Javon Holland's trying to light up people up like a cruise missile.
Now, I will say this. If you have a problem with that, you better start having a problem with these fat-ass offensive linemen cleaning guys off the pile. Because that's just as bad.
What do you mean?
Like, oh, when the pile's being pushed and the big lineman comes and clips one of the defenders off, hits him off, or he pushes him, that's what unnecessary contact is. You know, he didn't need to be hit. So they need to fix that too. Clean that up.
It's not equal for the defense. It's not.
No, it's not.
It's not.
But when you see an offensive lineman come pick your guy off the pile, I mean, like, was that necessary? I had a guy that mushed me. I scored a touchdown. I got mushed. And the face mask on the side. And then he did the walk over. And so I didn't say nothing to him. I went to the official. If you don't control this, I will.
Snitch.
So it happened again. The guy hit me like 5 yards out of bounds.
Damage was done.
We went at it. I blocked him all the way to the helmet in the middle of the field. Right? Because, you know, you get a guy in the right spot, he can't do nothing. And they threw a flag on him. He goes, hey, they just tried. I said, dude, you just tackled me up against the bench. Yeah, that's it. That's how it rolled.
Would you consider that snitching?
What's snitching?
Because you went to the ref.
No, I didn't go to the ref and tell him on the guy.
Yeah.
I went to the ref and said, if you don't control this, I will protect myself. Because they say the officials are supposed to control the game. But if you ain't calling stuff that could be deemed an act of aggression, then I have every right to defend myself.
V-Man says, I remember Toen was the first one to see Gase as a phony. Preach. Tell him. Everybody now knows Gase is a bum. I was doing it when it was unpopular.
Bum.
A lot of that had to do with his mishandling of my favorite running back at the time, Jay Ajayi. But whatever. Whatever gets you to the conclusion. If it's the right conclusion, you were there first. That's how it works. God, this is Arian Foster. Iron Foster said he could beat a wolf in a fight. Idiot.
Who said that?
Arian Foster.
Why don't you start off with other football players and then work your way up to livestock?
Why don't you worry about Cocaine Bear, Arian Foster?
I'm just saying, like, he was broke like 2 days after being here, right?
Oh yeah. He had paper mache hammies by the time he got here.
I mean, I remember who's the running back from Buffalo that came down here for the 401k plan?
The running back,
Thurman Thomas.
Gore? Yeah.
Thurman Thomas was here. Yeah. People don't remember that.
Frank Gore also had a last stint here, too.
But he played, though.
Yeah.
Dermot Thomas, I don't think, ever played.
Adam Gase loves Frank Gore.
Yeah, he does.
He should.
What? Has anyone seen Adam Gase? No. Why would you?
Let me see where this guy's at.
Huh. He's probably bug-eyed somewhere. Oh, still sitting alone with a playbook. Trying to figure it out.
But somebody said, yo, I'd rather fight a wolf than a cocaine bear. Well, you don't have to fight the cocaine bear. He OD'd.
Yeah, but not in the movie.
I don't know. What animal do you think is more dangerous on cocaine, a wolf or a bear? Because wolves are sneak attack, you know? Bear's coming at you.
Who's faster?
I think on cocaine, a bear.
What if it was one of those Game of Thrones wolves, though? A dire wolf. Ooh.
Yeah, but everybody can't control them.
Speaking of cocaine, allegedly.
What?
Did you know, Marcos revealed this to me, you know who coaches the running backs?
Oh, okay.
On the 49ers?
Not Forrester.
Yup.
There's those big grains falling.
Yup.
He just keeps getting jobs.
He just keeps getting more responsibility.
When he was here, dude was making like $4 million a year.
He coaches offensive line, and then they said, hey, McCoachin left. We need somebody to coach the running backs. He goes, I got it. So now he's doing both. He's getting more responsibility. Man. You were talking about the cocaine bear of coaches.
Did he replace McDaniel? Wasn't McDaniel?
He was on. They were on the staff together. But like after he did, his coaching rehab lasted longer than his,
his actual.
No, it didn't. He had to drive to next year.
And next year he was back.
He didn't even have to go to Saban rehab.
Listen, John Denny, whenever his book comes out on the Dolphins shenanigans that he saw, that's got to be that's going to be a hell of a chapter. Coach got extorted by a stripper. She released video of him doing white substance off his desk. And there's those big grains falling.
First of all,
and there's those big grains falling.
Like, why?
I don't know. Cocaine bear. Rawr.
Why are you a pirate? What are you doing?
That's meow. I was trying to be a bear going, rawr. Oh, bears, I guess.
He should know. He just came back from Tennessee.
Tennessee.
So did you go in the woods and see any bears or something?
I did not see any bears.
No fishing?
My wife and my kids saw a bear in a dumpster when I was sleeping in it at one point.
Did you?
Is that one they sent you outside?
No, this was no, because this was it, the bear was literally downtown in Gatlinburg. It was like just roaming the city. Nice. That's what's going on over there.
I like you a lot. There's those big grains falling. I'm coaching the running backs.
There's those big grains falling.
That guy keep getting jobs, so he must be really good at his job.
I guess so, dude.
He did cocaine off the desk.
Let's be furious with Jeff Saturday right? Being a head coach.
Jeez.
All right, that's our show for today, everybody. This cocaine bear is tired. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
No. There's those big grains falling.
Ooh, hey, boo-boo, we're going to do some blow.
I'm high as a kite, Yogi.
Hope you mother have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.